The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Good afternoon to you, Rolene Marks.
Good afternoon. Oh, what a juicy topic you got people to comment on.
Difficult one. Difficult one.
It is a difficult one. And I think, you know, we have to be very careful to make a distinction between people who have very left-leaning politics and maybe don't support anything over the green line, to those who call for Israel not to exist as the nation state of the Jewish people. And that's where we have a distinction between what is BDS and what is somebody's political opinions. I know I'm probably going to get a whole lot of WhatsApps for this comment. And also at the end of the day, we have to understand that Israel is a democracy. And that we have Zionists from the left to the right, and we have to respect that, you know, some people's opinions might not necessarily be what we agree with, but there is a big, big, big difference between saying what BDS does, and that is that Israel should not exist as the nation state for the Jews, or rather, for some people, and there's a lot of them who say we can't support anything over the green and line. Just saying.
It's no, not- I'm ecstatic you did. Thank you for that. I value that. And I just want to add my little two bits worth. And a guy like Naftali Bennett, who, you know, his politics is not mine because it's way right. But he doesn't demonize the other, Rolene. He says he's fought in the army in Sayeret Golani, and he knows that the people who put their lives on the line with him were kibbutznik left-wingers. He doesn't demonize. He pulls together, and that is the difference. Stop the demonization of the other. You know, you're all behind the same flag.
Well, this is a very important point, especially on a day like this, Yom HaZikaron, when it is a day all about those who have literally sacrificed themselves on the altar of freedom, the 23,928 men and women who have been who have fallen in defense of the state, and the 3,158 civilians who have been killed as a result of terror attacks. And we make no distinction in those numbers between who was left or who was right, who was secular and who was religious, who was Arab and who was Jew, who was Christian and who was Jewish. You know, this is a day of commemorating unity, something that the president stressed in his speech last night at the Kotel for the opening of Yom HaZikaron just after the 8 p.m. siren. President Rivlin, in his last Yom HaZikaron address, you know, he has become quite renowned here for a speech maker who always speaks from his heart. All his speeches are personal. He tries not to bring in anything too political. You know, having said that, he is the president, his role is ceremonial and to not be necessarily partisan. But he said three times in his speech last night, unity, unity, unity. And when we are talking about loss, when we are talking about sacrifice, and when we in a few hours make that magnificent switch over, and I don't know how we do it, from a profound mourning and sorrow to joy and jubilant celebration, you know, we have to remember that this country, thousands of years old and 73 years young, this is who we are. And we're a democracy. So many have died for our right to be a democracy. We're a democracy that respects the rights of our minority communities, that respects the right of the freedom of expression. These are the hills that these soldiers died on, you know, fighting enemies in this region who don't believe what we do. So, you know, we have to take these things into consideration and think more clearly when, you know, we have these knee-jerk reactions.
Can we talk about the soldier who was suffering from PTSD, Itzik Said Dunn, who made the newspapers in a big way yesterday?
I think it's very important that we do. I think it's very important that we have these difficult conversations. Itzik Said Dunn was a soldier. served in Protective Edge and other missions. He suffered severely from PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. This is something that I think anybody who has fought in the armed forces, in the security forces, and has seen combat, many people suffer from this. And unfortunately, here in Israel, we don't talk about it enough. You know, it doesn't come up in the conversation as much as I think it should come up.
Yeah.
And he self-immolated. He set himself on fire. He is in hospital right now, fighting for his life. There were some very, very moving scenes earlier today of soldiers, former soldiers, current soldiers gathering outside the hospital where he is, with signs saying, "We are all Itzik Sadyan." They were praying for him. We've had a visit to him from somebody who I have immense respect for, and that is Lieutenant General Aviv Kochavi. He's our Ramatkal, our Chief of Staff of the Army, also an incredibly, incredibly dignified man, incredible, incredible, exemplary Army career, which of course you have to be the Ramatkal. Johns Hopkins and Harvard educated, and a vegetarian, Simon.
Interesting, yeah.
Very, very interesting, who, when he heard of this, rushed to the hospital, met with the family, and he's vowed that the Army will make much more of an effort to deal with PTSD and the effects that it has on our soldiers. And this was followed by Benny Gantz, who is our Minister of Defense. He himself, a former Ramatkal, he himself who enjoys, despite what people think politically and political, his appointment as a Ramatkal, as a leader of soldiers, he enjoys incredible, incredible support and respect. Also saying that this is something that we need to put much more of an effort and a focus on, is making sure that our brave men and women who serve us on land, sea, and air, on our borders, on missions very, very secretive that we don't hear about and whose names we will never know, we need to do a lot more to equip them with the tools to help deal with the stresses that they deal with.
Do you know what I find so difficult to get my head around, Rolene, is that this is an army of your children. This isn't some nameless bureaucratic army. This is yours. I'm just so surprised to see that it doesn't respond better to issues like PTSD.
Well, I think it's not just us. I think it's armies around the world. You know, it's kind of, it's a conversation that's only really started happening in recent years. And you're right, this is an army of our children, which is why, you know, and I said it yesterday, when we do have issues where there is tension and people say, just send in the army, we have to consider so many different things. One of them is that this is an army of our children, our colleagues, our friends, our fathers, our sons, our brothers, our lovers, the people, you know, in our communities that we interact with all the time. This is them. And we really have to take much, much better care of anybody who serves in the armed forces. And remember that we're in a situation where things can happen in the blink of an eye. We're looking at the situation with Iran, the growing tensions with Iran.
Sure.
And at any moment, whether it's our army called up or whether it's specific units, we still have to deal with threats on our borders every single day, the threats of infiltration, terror threats. We have to think about the effect that this has on our soldiers in the long term.
Moving over to Joe Biden approving the sale of the F-35s to the United Arab Emirates. How's that gone down in Israel?
It's pretty much accepted that it's going to happen. From our perspective, as long as we have our defense competitive edge, we're happy. And this is expected to, or delivery of these very expensive birdies is expected to only take place in 2025.
And Rolene, here's the fun part. Israel at 73. Your report card on Israel as of today.
My report card. Yes. Israel, you're looking fabulous at 73. In fact, you are blue and white. You know, I stuck my head outside my office earlier today. My balcony's decked out. Everybody's balconies are decked out. We're in our blue and white. But an extraordinary year. I mean, if we take a look at it, we're coming out of global pandemic. We're at the point where we are starting to lift the last of the restrictions. Schools will go back on Sunday without having to go back in pods. They will open fully. We're close to that point where the health minister has said, if you're outside, you need to have your mask handy, but you don't have to wear it. The infections are coming down at a rate of knots. Unfortunately, we're still at political deadlock. Not much being reported, though, what negotiations are happening behind the scene. I think they're keeping it quiet, believe it or not, Simon, because it goes completely against our national personality. Sure. To keep things quiet. But we're hoping that this will be the last of a long series of elections. And of course, the highlight of this year has been the historical peace agreements and normalization agreements, the Abraham Accords, which includes Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, the Sudan and Morocco, overseen by the United States. And then there's those smaller but no less important places that have officially and formally recognized Israel, Kosovo being one, the Kingdom of Bhutan being another, and we hope and a strengthening of ties with African countries, Zimbabwe and Malawi, and Eswatini, two of them. So, and just a hint, it's happening in the southern tip of Africa, just saying, South Africa, just saying.
Rolene, it's half past five. Yom Chag. Chag Yom Ha'atzma'ut Sameach. It's a mouthful, but I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Go and enjoy it for all of us.
Tiferet Yisrael, and we'll chat again tomorrow.